All right, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Program. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly citizen, journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, trying to cheer myself up now after that last hour, because I'll tell you what, man, that stuff ticks me off. We were talking to Andy Worthington about Gitmo, this mess that continues to this day that Obama is not taking the lead on, is not doing anything about. Hundreds and hundreds of prisoners, tortured, mistreated, innocent people let go. Hundreds of them were let go because they didn't do a damn thing. There's still 198 of them sitting there. None of them have gotten trials. Most of them are innocent entirely. Didn't I say I was trying to cheer myself up? How's that going for you, Brad? Our video webcast, I'm told, may be fixed. We're shaking out the bugs here for AM 1360 down here in Dallas, where we are trying to save terrestrial radio. Well, progressive terrestrial radio. Doing what we can, looking for an angel. Stop by rationalradio.org. Get in touch with Dave Clifton here, and if you can help Dallas continue to have progressive radio on the air, they're going to continue on the internets, on the stream. That's why we're helping them test this this web video broadcast tonight. But man, I don't want to lose progressive radio in Dallas. I don't want to lose it anywhere, but we're losing it everywhere, what little there is. You know, this American prisoner in Afghanistan who recently released a videotape. What did they show? Pictures of Guantanamo, pictures of Abu Ghraib. We're worried about a guy with explosives in his underwear. And we gave the best goddamn tool to these idiots and terrorists that they could ever use to recruit people, and we're still doing it? We're still doing it! How's that cheering yourself up going, Brad? Not so well, thanks for asking. So the video is fixed. We're also, don't laugh at me, Dez, we're also having, we're having live chat at bradblog.com. Going over there, 99, Agent 99 is keeping an eye on the chat room. Thank you very much. I'll thank you now, because I'll forget to later, as always. What other kind of business do I have? Coming up momentarily after the break, Charles Johnson of Little Green Footballs, a reformed wingnut. Another reformed wingnut is going to be joining us. We had Frank Schaefer last night, a reformed religious right-winger. Charles Johnson was a serious wingnut, and he has made a turn like, oh, it's a David Brock-like turn. Does anybody know what that means? Media Matters, David Brock. God love him for it. I want to talk to him if there is any hope for the teabaggers, or if we're stuck with this phony red, blue, right, left, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, phony paradigm that has been set up to keep things like Gitmo rolling. Keep it rolling, because it's not just the Republicans who don't want to shut it down. Harry Reid doesn't want to either. Congress is not going to fund, we've got a place, Illinois is begging, Thompson, Illinois is begging for jobs. They've got a federal prison there sitting empty. They would like to bring these Guantanamo people up there, give them trials, get rid of the ones who aren't guilty of anything. And even that is being held up. Man, it's infuriating. How's that cheering yourself up going, Brad? Still stinking. Yeah. This will work. Speaking of teabaggers, Orly Tates. See, I'm going to try to cheer myself up with Orly Tates. That's how low it's gone. Orly Tates. She, let's see. She's, of course, the birther queen. She has now her ally has broken away because he says he fell in love with her. Hey, Tony, I don't know if you have any, you know, soap opera music up there, but feel free to bring it in if you do. But, all right, David Weigel reports at the Examiner, the word for this is strange. For much of 2009, a disbarred attorney named Charles Lincoln played key roles in Orly Tates' multiple birther lawsuits against President Obama. Lincoln claimed to be a law clerk for Tates, and he showed up again and again to file documents or assist her in court. Well, last week, Lincoln went on his personal blog and filed a lengthy and emotional post confessing that he had fallen in love with Tates, who was married. and been used by a, quote, disloyal and treacherous person. Here's what Lincoln had to say. By mid-October, when we were in New York together and Lucas Smith published his declaration, this is about this whole birther business and Obama not being from here. I had wrapped my life around Orly's, and I guess I honestly believed she had wrapped hers around mine, and she said over and over again how much she was committed to me and how she never wanted us to separate. 3 weeks later, she abandoned me, and yet some people have the nerve to call me mentally unstable. I am honest about where I come from. Orly is not. Orly used her words and promises to induce me as long as she wanted, and then she dumped me with no regard to her promises whatsoever. Orly's lack of judgment in the handling of our relationship exactly paralleled her lack of judgment in handling the constitutional eligibility litigation. She needed me and probably still needs me in every possible way, but I don't have her husband's money, and so she chose to dump me, to dump real love for the illusion of piles of Federal Reserve notes and other credits, and she goes on with her reckless rage and fire. Don't make that face, Desi. It's teabagger love. Am I cheering myself up yet? Maybe so. That was yesterday. Today, Orly Tate's calls for followers to bear arms. Of course, she spelled it B-A-R-E. Yes, I know. You don't have to show it. That's how she spelled it. B-A-R-E, arms. Attorney dentist Orly Tate, whose crusade against the legitimacy of President Barack Obama's birth certificate earned her marginal fame in 2009, appears to be at her wit's end, reports Stephen Webster over at rawstory.com today. Responding to a fan's post to her website, Tate's highlighted both her opinion of the U.S. government and her prowess with the English language, claiming that now is the time for citizens to bear, B-A-R-E, arms. She likely meant bear arms, as in to carry, convey, deliver, or fetch, Stephen tells us. But that's besides the point. Tate's full passage reads, seeing targeted destruction of our economy, didn't that happen in the Bush years? Our security, well, didn't we have problems with that in the Bush years? Dissipation of American jobs, that kind of happened during the Bush years too. Massive corruption in the government, in spades in the Bush years. Congress, Department of Justice, and Judiciary, it might be time to start rallies and protests using our Second Amendment right to bear arms and organize militias. To put that in a complete sentence, the de facto leader of the birther movement wants armed people to organize against the government. Now she's a community organizer. Go figure. Orly Tate's queen of the birthers. Heartbreaker. And now apparently revolutionary. Prepare for war, my friends. We're going to talk about that war right after this break with Charles Johnson of Little Green Footballs, who thankfully pulled himself out of the Orly Tate's orb, out of that swirling cesspool, to come back to reality. And by the way, I know there's a lot of people, a lot of you folks, a lot of you right-wingers are out there listening tonight. You're curious. You want to know what reality, you're reality curious. And you've tuned in tonight to the Mike Malloy program to hear what goes on in the real world. We're glad to have you here. We want to bring, it's okay, come back, step into the light. Charles Johnson did. He's going to tell us how, why, and if the rest of you crazy folks out there who we'd love to hear from can do the same. You can give us a call at 800-277-1637, extension 703. That's 800-277-1637, extension 703. If you'd like to talk to me or Charles Johnson about the teabaggers and the teabaggery and how the hell we're going to save the world, all of that straight ahead in the next hour. And I plan on being done with that by the next hour. We're going to save the world. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Much more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Program. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, live and local for you, coast to coast and around the globe, broadcasting from AM 1360, Rational Radio in Dallas, Texas, the Big D here to save AM 1360. The GM is going to be joining us, Dave Clifton, the owner and GM of this fine radio station that will be leaving the terrestrial airwaves at the end of this week. He's going to be joining us a little bit in the next hour. Someone, is there an angel? I'm sending out a beacon. Is there an angel? Is there someone who can save progressive radio in Dallas? If there is, go to rationalradio.org and let Dave Clifton know about it. Because if I hear another ad from Dick Cheney for Sarah Hutchinson, what the hell's her name? Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who's running against Rick Perry. Like, Rick Perry isn't far enough to the right. So Kay Bailey Hutchinson is running against him for governor in the primary, and apparently she's okay with Dick Cheney giving her an endorsement. I wouldn't want that guy anywhere near me. I think I said last night it's like syphilis. I'd rather have syphilis than an endorsement from Dick Cheney. Yet she's quite proud of it. That's the kind of crap you hear on the airwaves if we lose Rational Radio AM 1360. So don't let that happen. We're also streaming video tonight. We think we got it back in sync over at bradblog.com, where we've got a live chat room. Join us there and call us to talk to me and or Charles Johnson is going to join us in a second. 800-277-1637. 800-277-1637. Extension 703. All right. Well, we're delighted. I am, frankly, thrilled to have Charles Johnson with us. Charles is a former right-winger, creator of the hugely popular Little Green Footballs, co-founder of the Right Wing Pajamas Media, who has announced now that he has left the right, and so I suppose he's estranged from those pajama-wearing pajama media people. You can read about all that he has to say at his highly recommended blog, littlegreenfootballs.com. He joins us now. Hey, Charles, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Did you ever think, let's say 2 years ago, that you would be on the Mike Malloy program?
You know, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I get called right-wing a lot, but I used to really resist that label, because I never really thought of myself as right-wing at all. And in fact, if you go back and look at what I used to write before 9/11,
mm-hmm.
you'll find that I was rather critical, to say the least, about George W. Bush, and was not anything like what you might consider a stereotype right-winger. So
good.
And for a long time, I used to I actually posted several times about this, that I resisted being labeled a conservative or a right-winger at all. But what happened was, because I was in favor of after 9/11 of a strong response to that
mm-hmm.
attack, I got put in that category, and there really was, you know, I mean, I couldn't say anything that would change people's opinion, and it just, you know, after a while, I just stopped protesting, because, you know.
Well, no,
doing no good.
You know what? Fair enough. And I'll be happy to apologize for that, because I hate it when, you know, for example, the New York Times refers to Brad Friedman, liberal blogger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the hell do you get off, liberal? You don't know anything about me. You know, I'm quite conservative on many issues. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about, really. And we'll get to this in a bit. But this whole phony paradigm, as I call it, this right-left, red-blue, Republican-Democratic conservative liberal paradigm, it's phony, and it's meant to put guys like you, Charles, into one camp, guys like me into another. We're supposed to battle it out and not actually talk about the real issues.
I agree. It is very phony, and I like I say, I used to battle against this a lot, and the problem is that there's a real strong impulse among the mainstream media in particular to put you in one category or another.
Yeah, there is.
And no matter what you do, they're going to do it to you. So, you know, I mean, all you can do is keep protesting as much as possible. And now, you know, I made a pretty public break from the right wing, so I can no longer be put in that category. But I'm sort of resistant to being put in a left-wing category as well. I prefer to be called independent.
Well, yeah, as do I, and I appreciate that, and I don't know why we have to call anybody anything. You know, you've got your issues, you've got the things that you're writing about, the things that you're reporting on.
Mm-hmm.
Let those speak for themselves without putting anybody in a category. And the reason, obviously, that I put you into that category, calling you a former right-winger, is to explain that I do think, and I did used to read Little Green Footballs, and it did seem to me that you might have been at one time somebody who I might now call a teabagger, a true believer. You threw in with the Bush gang, whether it was for good reason or not. Do you now? You were in favor of a strong response to 9/11.
Yeah, I was, and in fact, that was the reason why I backed up the Bush government, and it was really for that more than anything else.
Do you feel that strong response? And when we say strong, you know, that's as if to say that, well, if we, you know, hunted down the guys who actually did it and put them on trial and threw them in jail for life, that would not be strong. I think that's strong. But
no, that would be fine with me. I wouldn't have any problem with that. In fact, the original the war in Afghanistan, I think, was absolutely warranted after the 9/11 attacks, because after all, Al-Qaeda was using Afghanistan as a base. That's beyond any doubt. So, you know, at a certain point, you have to stand up and do something to protect yourself against any more of that kind of thing. And so I was in favor of that. I was a little bit less in favor of the Iraq war.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, as you know, there was a whole lot of disinformation out there about weapons of mass destruction and such.
There was.
And like most people, I bought it.
I think a lot of people did. Hang on to the thought, Charles. We got to take a quick break, commercial radio and all that stuff.
Sure.
Charles Johnson joins us from littlegreenfootballs.com. Delighted to have him here. He's going to be with us for the hour. We got callers coming in. Looking forward to talking to you guys. 800-277-1637, extension 703. Brad in for Mike. Much more straight ahead. I see them everywhere. Live from Texas. Yes, we are.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Yes, I do.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
It's not right because Progressive Radio and Dallas going off the air. I don't like it.
And I'm wondering how I get down the stairs.
No stairs here.
Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Stuck in the middle once again with you, the official, unofficial Brad Blog theme song. I'm Brad Friedman, sitting in for Mike Malloy on the Mike Malloy program, and I'm happy to say I'm also now stuck in the middle with fellow independent and fellow blogger Charles Johnson of littlegreenfootballs.com. You want to get in a word to him and or I, 2146, no, that's the wrong one, 800, there we go, 800-277-1637. That's 800-277-1637, extension 703. You can also join the live chat at bradblog.com. And if you dare, you can view the live video webcast, the live video broadcast live from Dallas, Texas. All right, we're back with Charles Johnson here, who has moved. I'm trying to figure out how to describe you, Charles. So you were on the right-ish, and now, help me out.
Under protest.
You were on the right under protest? Well, you didn't have any problem throwing in with those pajamas media wingnuts, Charles.
Well, you know, when we started that endeavor, the original goal was to bring aboard both left and right-wing bloggers, and to make it much less of a partisan endeavor than it's turned out to be.
How'd that go?
Well, when we started, we did have we had Mark Cooper from The Nation,
mm-hmm.
And USC Annenberg School of Journalism. We had some other people originally on board with us who were supposed to be representing the left side of things, you know. But I mean, eventually, it just it started to morph into what it is now, which is a pretty partisan right-wing operation.
Pretty partisan being the understatement of the year, Charles. But to help you out, it was actually not only Mark Cooper, it was also David Korn. And then
right.
there was a third guy who was not a wing nut who was invited to join Pajamas Media, and that would be yours truly, Brad
yes.
Friedman of BradBlog.
That's correct.
But I chose not to.
So we were trying to bring people like you on board. Unfortunately, it just it moved in another direction, and as it moved further in that direction,
Charles,
kind of needed to distance myself.
Charles, three of us, about 40 of them. Just saying. So
us versus them. See, we're back to that again, aren't we?
Yeah, well, you know, that's Fox News' version of fair and balanced. Three guys who aren't crazy. Let's go through the reasons why you parted ways with the right, and then I want to hit some of the stories you picked up today, which are great. And, you know, I'm giving Charles some hell here, but let me tell you, I cannot recommend littlegreenfootballs.com enough. I really think you'd do a hell of a good job over there, Charles, and it is a must-read. By the way, what is Little Green Footballs? Where the hell did that come from?
Well, I'm not allowed to share that, unfortunately. I would,
You're not?
No, I've sworn a sacred oath never to reveal the origin of that. I can tell you that it uh-huh. came from an incident in my youth
uh-huh.
when I was in a band in Japan.
Well, now you're just going to distract me trying to figure out what the hell it is that you're trying to hide with the little green. But okay, I'll let it go.
It has nothing to do with drugs. All right. A lot of people think it's drugs. It's not.
Okay. All right. Real quickly, you did a post, I think, the top 10 reasons why you parted ways with the right.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just fly through them real quickly, and then we can talk about them a little bit. Number one, and I don't think they're in any particular order, are they?
Well, you know, that post actually, it kind of encapsulated mm-hmm. a lot of the stuff I'd been writing about all year.
Okay.
And catching a whole lot of hell from the right wing for.
Yeah, I know, and I was watching it and loving it, Charles.
And it actually... Believe it or not, that entire post came out in about 3 or 4 minutes. I guess it had been sitting in my subconscious long enough that when I finally started writing it, it burst out all over the place.
Yeah, and it seems to have gotten a little bit of attention for some reason.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, it did. Number one, the reason why you parted ways with the right, support for fascists, both in America and in Europe. Which fascists are we supporting, or is the right supporting?
Well... I mean, I named some names there. One of the most important ones is Pat Buchanan, a guy who was previously marginalized and pushed out to the fringes
mm-hmm.
by even by conservatives such as William F. Buckley, who actually wrote an entire book that featured Pat Buchanan called In Search of Anti-Semitism, in which he concluded that Pat Buchanan was an anti-Semite. And, you know, he repudiated Buchanan and all of his ideology. But unfortunately, we are back to the point where Pat Buchanan has been brought back into the mainstream. He appears on MSNBC and often on Fox News as well. And his columns are published in all of the major right-wing news sites like Town Hall, Human Events,
mm-hmm.
Roman Daily, all of them. They all publish his columns.
But you know what, Charles? Pat Buchanan is the sanest of them all. I mean, when we're comparing them to Michelle Malkin and mm-hmm. Coulter, I mean...
Yeah, well, they come in for some criticism in my post, too.
No, I know they do, but I just hate to say it, that we're in a world where Pat Buchanan is the sane one. Number two, support for bigotry, hatred, and white supremacism. Well, that goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
Support for throwing women back into the Dark Ages and general religious fanaticism. I think mm-hmm. that also is understandable. Support for anti-science bad craziness?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a big one for me. This
yeah.
is actually one of the main points. I didn't particularly highlight it in that post, but
mm-hmm.
If you read my blog, you'll see that I'm extremely pro-science and extremely opposed to people who are anti-science. And I put much of the religious right and much of the Republican Party in that category.
And, you know, Desi Doyen, who's my co-host on the Green News Report, we do it, as a matter of fact, to folks at some of our radio stations may just have heard it at the top of the hour instead of the top of the hour news. She has been very delighted about the work that you've done on the climate issues, on the
yeah.
pro-science issues over at Little Green Footballs.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, that's another... That's an issue where I really did change my opinion.
You felt differently before.
If you go back a few years, you'll find that I was pretty much parroting the climate change denialist line, and I had bought into a lot of the propaganda that was being floated out there, and a lot of that was simply because I wasn't well informed.
Mm-hmm.
There was a documentary that was made in Britain called The Great Global Warming Swindle.
Right.
And this was actually a turning point for me, because when I first posted about this, I bought it, hook, line, and sinker. I said, this is global warming's a hoax. Evil scientists are trying to trick us. I was right there. But then shortly after I started posting about it, I began to read scientific critiques of the film and realized that a whole lot of that movie was not only distorted but deliberately false. And at that point, I kind of decided that it was time for me to really inform myself on this subject, because it was becoming such a big issue. And so I went into I get really obsessed with these things, and I tend to really dive in head first. And I started reading everything I could grab on the subject. And the more I read, the more I just had to stop denying it, because the weight of the evidence is so great, I couldn't deny it anymore.
And this sort of brings me to there was a bunch of other lists, the reasons why you left the right, support for homophobic bigotry,
mm-hmm.
Support for anti-government lunacy, support for conspiracy theories and hate speech, the right-wing blogosphere that is almost universally dominated by raging hate speech.
Yes, absolutely.
Hatred for President Obama that goes far beyond simply criticizing his policies into racism, hate speech, and bizarre conspiracy theories, and anti-Islamic bigotry that goes far beyond simply criticizing radical Islam into support for fascism, violence, and genocide. But
yes.
You hit on a point that I want to pick up on, Charles Johnson. The information you were getting about climate science, you say, was purposely false. You were being misled. This
Absolutely.
Seems to me to be the problem with, Charles, damn near every issue that actually matters in this country. We just had Andy Worthington on, a great journalist whose work I hope you know, the guy who's been covering Gitmo like nobody else in the world, from London. We're to the point, there's so much disinformation about Gitmo, which I think is damned important, that you've even got the Democrats out there saying, oh, no, we can't close down Gitmo because, these guys are going to run wild. This is about disinformation.
Yes.
What the hell are we going to do? I mean, if you look at Fox News, if you look at the airwaves, and not just Fox News, by the way, but, the mm-hmm. corporate mainstream media, is there any hope, Charles?
I kind of would like to think that the blogosphere can kind of play a role there, because what we can do as bloggers is to try to do our best to bring facts and as much truth as we can muster to as many people as we can. And that's what I'm trying to do right now on the climate change subject.
Well, you're doing a great job, but did Fox News have you on during this whole phony climate gate? This stolen email scandal. Do they have you on to give your perspective?
No, of course not. No, they don't want to hear my perspective.
You're saying they're not fair and balanced, Charles Johnson?
Can you believe it? It's amazing, isn't it? It's really, they don't want to hear that stuff.
Now, if this was just something that was amusing and fun, and we could make light of it, and we do make light of it. But this is damned important, and all of these issues, one after another, healthcare, global warming, all these wars that we're involved in, and so on and so forth, I believe that we are in the mess we're in because of this disparity in the media, because of the out-and-out disinformation that's out there.
Yeah.
And the blogosphere can save it.
Especially on the climate change subject, there's big money behind this denial industry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the main denial groups are funded by energy industries, and they are able to put large amounts of money, and their strategy is to raise doubt about the science. It's not what they do is they don't actually conduct their own scientific research; they pick apart the actual scientific research, and find little flaws and then highlight those and turn those into huge issues when really they're just tiny specks of water in a flood.
It's unbelievable. We're speaking with Charles Johnson. We're going to take a quick break and then go straight to Mike in Chicago. So hang in there, Mike. Charles Johnson from littlegreenfootballs.com. It's Speaking truth to power, finding out if there is hope for the teabaggers out there. I don't know if there is. By the way, Charles, long overdue. I would have given it to you. I got busy and distracted. But you are clearly long overdue the rarely bestowed Brad Blog Intellectually Honest Conservative Award. And so I haven't been able to do it on the blog. Let me do it here on the air. If you still even call yourself conservative.
I'll take an award. No matter, I'll always take an award.
Then you got it, my friend. How about Intellectually Honest American Award? Awarded to Charles Johnson of LittleGreenFootballs.com. He's going to be back with more. And your calls, 800-277-1637, extension 703. Join the bloggers who have taken over the media tonight. Much more right after this. Program. Good music choice, Tony. You rock out there in L.A. Also in L.A., I believe, is our friend Charles Johnson of LittleGreenFootballs.com. Let's see here. Do I have him back? There we go. Charles, Dave Clifton, our engineer tonight, as well as the owner and GM of this radio station that may be no more by the end of the week other than on the Internet and the TVs and stuff. He suggests I call you a recovering Bush voter. Is that fair?
Yeah, well, that's fair. I do want to point out that in 2000 I voted for Al Gore, so
okay,
I do have that going for me.
All right, you got a lot going for you. Well, you know what? You should have never hung around with those teabaggers in the first place because they have tarnished your otherwise fine person.
Well, if you want to talk about teabaggers, I never was part of that.
I know you weren't. No, but
in fact, I was harshly critical of them from the very beginning.
So. You were. No, you were. And but with whatever we call them, those wingnuts. They've ruined your reputation, but you have gotten it back, and it seems to me in spades by doing the right thing and by speaking out. And I hope since we both happen to be in Los Angeles, well, since we both live in Los Angeles, maybe I'll get to shake your hand soon. Let me get to Mike in Chicago. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Program, Mike in Chicago.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you? What's up?
Thank you for taking my call. Well, I would say if anything, life has been progressing from liberal and progressive to where I'm now conservative, perhaps right-wing, and I rather like the teabaggers.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I started out as a child in the 50s in a family of Adlai Stevenson liberals.
Uh-huh.
And I went off to a good Ivy League school and lived through the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And was initially very much against the war. And as I got to know the leaders of the anti-war movement, and I got to know quite a few of them, I realized that they actually liked Ho Chi Minh.
But what is
and that? Was an awakening for me.
Well, okay. Well, but what? Well, they liked Ho Chi Minh. So you're talking about you were a liberal and you turned
And I gradually I moved on through libertarian.
That was about 40 years ago.
Objectivism.
Mike. All right. So what is it that you like?
Reagan Republicanism, and now I guess I'm a wingnut.
All right, wingnut. What is it that you like about the teabaggers?
What I like about the teabaggers is they represent perhaps a naive throwback to people who just value liberty for its own sake.
Okay, that's there's a whole bunch of nice words, but what is it that you like about the teabaggers? What is it that they support that you support?
Okay, fair question. They do not support a government takeover of the healthcare system.
Uh-huh.
They do support a strong national defense and a vigorous anti-terrorist.
Okay, hold right there. Wait, hold on, Mike. Hang on.
You asked me.
No, I do, and I want to respond to that, and I want to get Charles' thoughts on this as well. And by the way, Charles, I know it's earlier out there in L.A. Are you able to stay over at the top of the hour for a little bit if needed?
Sure, I can.
Okay. because I don't want to give Mike short shrift here. And I suspect we have some other callers as well. But you say they don't support government takeover of health care. Who on the Democratic side supports government takeover of health care?
Everybody.
Mike? Who?
Everybody.
Who? Name one.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama supports a government.
Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, hang on. You really believe that Barack Obama supports a government takeover of health care. Is that correct?
Absolutely, 100% I'm convinced of that.
Charles, do you want to take this one or do I?
I think you can have that one. I'm actually a lot sort of toward the middle of the healthcare debate, and I don't. I've changed on this too, and
uh-huh.
I've actually come to favor some kind of government health.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm not on particularly on either side, any particular side. I just want to tell the truth. And the fact is, Barack Obama has never proposed a government takeover of health care.
I don't have the references in front of me.
Hold your thought, Mike.
The writings of his.
Hold your thought. Yes. Well, okay. Hold your thought. I wish he would recommend that, but as president, he has not. Hold your thought. I got to get to a break here at the top of the hour. But, Mike, I will take you if you want to hang on until after the top of the hour.
I'm more than happy to hang on.
Charles Johnson is going to hang on with us. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Oh, now we're getting started. Do I have to get out yet? Okay. Give us a call, 800-277-1637, extension 703. Brad in for Malloy. Live from Dallas, Texas, home of the Teabaggers. Stay tuned. Much more right after this.